I'm Janelle, and you're listening to Mom's Secret Fort.
Hey out there. It's week four of the new normal during the coronavirus pandemic here in Berlin, Germany. Before we start, I want to welcome the Netherlands, Switzerland, and Australia to our community of listeners. I think a lot about where all of you are. It helps me consider the ways our circumstances might be the same or different right now. So I'll also say hello to Canada, Mexico, Costa Rica, Lebanon, Thailand, Brazil, China, the UK, Oman, Ireland, the United Arab Emirates, Italy, Israel, Hungary, and of course Germany, and 33 of the US states. What about the other 17 states? Everyone's invited, so if you know someone in Utah, Nebraska, Louisiana, or Kentucky, send them a link. Thanks to Teresa in San Clemente, California, and Trish and Marion, Iowa, for doing just that when the podcast first started. Okay, on to the show. A few days ago, my friend Kristen dug through her memory box and posted our fourth grade class photo on social media. Within one day, 14 of us kids and even a few moms piled in on the fun. Not bad for a class of 23. Of course, we had some laughs about fashion, hair, and facial expressions, but we also had a good time with remembering who we were then and who we grew up to be. In the photo, the only boy who wore a tie ended up at Stanford, where he reportedly woke up on Saturdays to make a scheduled list of things to do for the day. You know, typical college stuff. The girl whose shirt announced afternoon delight was so innocent that she didn't know what it meant until she was 31. The boy who was the heartthrob of the class that year sat front and center holding the sign. He went on to marry his beautiful high school sweetheart. The girls wearing dresses straight off the set of Little House on the Prairie were wearing heavy metal band t-shirts and parachute pants 2 years later. And the boy who had been riding motocross since at least second grade, which seemed straight out of something you'd see on TV, now goes by Boogie and drives monster trucks. You can't make this stuff up. And even though most of us were spread across different friend groups through the rest of our school days and came in and out of touch over the years, I still feel inexplicably connected to and comforted by the memory of every one of these kids. I think it's just what happens when you spend day in and day out in a classroom together. You sit through each other's show and tells. You fight and make up. You witness each other's embarrassing moments and move on. You go to each other's concerts and see each other's science fair projects and dioramas. You love or hate teachers together. You go on field trips and flirt with each other. You try to get in with the older kids and chase off the younger ones. You suffer through changing fashion trends, changing bodies, and changing social rules year after year. You make and break friendships and in the end, make them again, even 35 years and thousands of miles later. It's all so delicious. And it comes up in one big wave when looking back on it decades later. This isn't the first time that one of us has posted a photo like this. I doubt it's even the first time someone has posted this exact photo. But something seems to tug at my nostalgia more than usual this time. I think it's because I'm mourning the loss of these days for all the kids who are missing out on them right now and will for some time. There's just something about the experiences you have with the kids you grew up with. Your cousins, kids at school, the neighbor kids, kids from camp, church group, scouts, sports, your first summer job, whatever. They're the people that help you figure out who you are, or just as importantly, who you aren't. These great childhood experiences are a big part of what we adults are mourning right now. Not for ourselves, but for the kids who are missing it. So, will they ever have it again? One of my friends in California is staring down the barrel of another homeschool week and said she just wants her three kids to have one regular school day where they can run around with their friends, eat lunch at tables, and have kid conversations until she picks them up outside the gate. As many of you know, the kids are back in school here in Germany. It's not the same at all, but it's also surprisingly great. I'm not saying that to rub it in. I just want to give my friends hope that it's coming. And because of that, I'm going to release a bonus episode this week that will give you a behind-the-scenes view into my daughter's school. I know school will look different for everyone. That said, it might just help to have a picture, any picture, of how a school can open with so many new restrictions. However your school handles it, it might feel scary at first, but then it just starts to feel normal. How normal? Well, today my daughter told me something super interesting that someone told her at school today. I wish I could tell you, but I'm not allowed. It's a secret. See? Normal. So check that episode out if you're interested. In the meantime, see if you can't dig up some old photos of kids from back in the day. Maybe some of you even have your fourth grade class pic. Maybe someone's hair is standing up, or is making a weird face, or wearing a shirt that says something inappropriate. Maybe you'll remember something funny or just normal. Take care, everyone. Mom's Secret Fort is produced by me, Janelle Schermerhorn. The music is Isolation by producer Loom Hill. The best ways to keep Mom's Secret Fort going are to subscribe through your favorite podcast app, tell a friend, and like it on Facebook, where you can also access the show.